Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. How difficult is it to keep your focus when things start to fall apart? Well, I'm hoping by sharing what I've been going through the last couple of weeks will give you some suggestions on how to be able to move forward in a way that blesses your life. Okay. So it started, about 3 weeks ago, taking a trip down to see my mom in Florida. We drove. We live in the Midwest of the U.S. in Missouri, so it was supposed to be a 12-hour trip. And we took our elderly dog because she's gotten to the point with some of her health conditions that we don't really want to leave her with anyone else. And this was the first time she's ever taken a trip longer than to the vet's office. And she did phenomenal. Unfortunately, about 24 hours after we left home, she started to have a challenge because she has a growth under one of her front legs that they cannot operate on because she has heart arrhythmia and she'll never make it through the surgery. Well, it decided to open up and start bleeding all over the place. So we had to figure out how to bandage her in a way that she could still move, but yet keep the blood down to a minimum all over my mom's house. And so we were able to get that taken care of. It wasn't until we were home for several days before she finally healed up and it was no longer a challenge. So, all right, we had that going on. No big deal, right? And then you may have heard me share with you that on the trip back home, halfway through the trip, we had a semi-truck and its tire blow up right in front of us and take out the front half of my car. Another week before my car will be fixed, thank goodness. It can be fixed. The estimate was almost half of what the car was worth. We found out that there was a lot of damage underneath, but it did not keep us from getting home. It added a lot of time to us getting home because of having to drive very carefully with the damaged car, but we were able to get home. Then we are home 48 hours and a tooth that has caused me challenges in the past started firing off. And I was like, okay, the dentist said last November, just keep an eye on it. But a few days later, after the holiday weekend here in the States, the pain was beyond anything I've ever experienced. So Tuesday, I went in and they did an emergency root canal, which was interesting because it happens to be the tooth that is an anchor tooth underneath a bridge. So they drilled through the bridge and they said, you know, the back end of this bridge over the other tooth, it's really older. So we're glad it was this tooth. And I'm like, yay, phenomenal. Everything is working out the way it should. And then about 36 hours after having that root canal, the pain came back, but it was in another tooth. In fact, it was in the other tooth that's anchoring the other end of this bridge that they said, oh, we're glad it wasn't that one. And by this time, the stress has overwhelmed me. Yesterday, I am crying internally and running around in circles. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Oh my gosh. You know, if they have to take out this bridge, it's going to be thousands of dollars. And because I'm self-employed, this is all self-pay. And just overwhelmed with everything that has been building up. Okay, you may have experienced something or some things that have done the same thing. This is what's happening internally in your brain. You have areas of your brain that hold what's known as learned helplessness. You went through a trauma or traumas that you could just not resolve, and the area of your brain that stores those experiences actually becomes dysfunctional with its neural pathways. Those neural pathways, instead of looking like strong branches of a tree that reach out to touch other branches of other trees and make very important connections, instead, this area goes very dark and it looks like bramble bushes, also known as sticker bushes, where they're viney and they turn in on each other. And there's even points on these neural pathways that look like stickers on a sticker bush, which means once you get into that level of thinking, boy, it is really hard to get yourself out. So, you know, I'm turning to my higher power and I'm going, what can I do? What am I supposed to do? And I had heard this phrase come up the last couple of days in different readings that I was doing. And then it showed up in my morning devotion and it said, stand still. And I'm like, that's it. Because when you get into a sticker bush, the harder you fight to get out, the more it wraps around you and hurts you. And that's exactly what I was experiencing. The more I was trying to figure out what I needed to do, and oh my gosh, everything that had been piling up on me, and just what was I going to do about all this stress, much less the pain I was experiencing, well, the more pain I was creating for myself. So just stand still. So I'm like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. But it's not passive standing still. I'll get to that in just a moment. But I'm going to stand still. I'm going to stand firm on what I've been promised. I've been promised health. I've been promised great relationships. I have been promised that whatever happens will be turned in a way to where I'll actually come out better than when I went into it. So those are the things that my higher power has promised me. I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm here to teach you how to think. What has your higher power promised you? Okay. So that was it. That's this morning. I declared I'm standing still. I'm standing. And a little bit later, it popped into my head about a dentist I had seen 8 years ago, just about this time of year also. And I was having a problem with the tooth, and I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to have a root canal? And she looked at it, and she said, have you been under stress recently? And I'm like, yes, my father just passed away a couple of months ago, trying to help my mom decide what she's going to do. Yeah, it's been a tremendous amount of stress. And she goes, yes, I think you're grinding your teeth in your sleep when you're stressed, and this is what's causing your teeth to ache. Oh my gosh. Okay, what do I need to do? She said, go to Walgreens. They have these mouth guards that you heat up in hot water. You put them in your mouth, let them form around your teeth, and then use them at night to sleep with. And she was right. I did that, and it worked phenomenal. My tooth pain went away, and I used it until one of my dogs got a hold of it and chewed it up a few months later. But that popped into my mind. You know why it popped into my mind? Because my mind was finally still enough to allow things that can assist me to come up to the surface. Now, I don't know if this is going to assist me or not with the additional pain I have going on in my mouth, but you better believe that tonight I'm going to be going on my way back from working with clients in my office. I am going to be going by the store and picking one of these up again. So what about you? If you stand still, then you can allow things that could potentially assist you to come up to the surface. So That was the first part of stand still. Now, after that came up, then the second part came to me. And I heard my higher power say, "I want you to stand still in hope." Now, if we were to look at the definition of hope by the world's standards, it is a wish. It's something that we desire. We hope for it. But with my higher power, it means something else. It is the confident expectation of what my higher power has promised me and his strength to make it happen. Not mine, his strength. So I hear stand still in hope. Well, I had to ask myself, what have I been promised? What have I been hoping for? Well, one of the things that came to me was I wanted to reach out to my mom, who is thinking about downsizing and potentially moving to a different location. And so I reached out to her and I'm like, you know what? What if I were to come down like once a month or once every other month and we just pick one part of your house to work on as far as downsizing and getting things cleaned up, getting the house potentially ready for sale. So that was one thing I had been hoping for, was to assist her. Another thing I did was I reached out to my daughter, one of my daughters, and I said, "Hey, one of my grandsons has a birthday, and you know what? It's time for us to start getting back together in person. How do you want to celebrate it?" So I was hoping that we could get back together. I reached out to one of my best friends and I said, "Hey, you mentioned that they're going to open up the water walking at the pool that we did 2 years ago, and we absolutely loved it. So I'm hoping to get fit with you in additional ways. Let's do that." And so I had to look at all the other avenues that were open to me for fuller expression. Because see, when pain shows up in our life, mental, emotional, or physical, it tries to stop us from moving forward. And then we get stuck in the present and continue to relive past pains. And we're not able to get out in the world in a way that assists us in feeling better. You know, when really smart doctors are working with someone who's experiencing situational depression, one of the things that these really smart doctors will tell their patients is, "Okay, these are the things that you need to do to start helping yourself heal, but I also want you to start looking at how you can reach out and start engaging with others and assist them in ways in being their very best." Because that's been shown to create what's known as a Duchenne smile. A Duchenne smile is when it's a real smile, not what's been airbrushed out, ladies, with the wrinkles around our eyes. No, this is a real smile. Now, when others see us having a Duchenne smile, they trust us, which is the reason why if you're having those wrinkles airbrushed out of your photos, you're actually doing yourself a disservice because you don't look trustworthy, okay? But there's something else a Duchenne smile does. It alleviates pain. It actually sets off chemicals in our brain that will minimize physical pain, which is one of the reasons why I tell my clients, if you're in physical pain, you need to start laughing. Start laughing by watching maybe YouTube videos of your favorite comedians. Start engaging with your friends and family in ways that you're watching funny movies or sharing wonderful memories or doing silly things. But laugh, smile. And it's really interesting that as soon as I not just stood still, but stood still in hope, the confident expectation of what my higher power has promised me and the strength for him to make it happen, him to create the experiences and me to step into, I'm feeling a whole lot better. Now, what about you? because it is so difficult for us to keep our focus when things fall apart because we get stuck in those sticker bushes. Quit fighting to get out. Instead, stand still and let the power of your mind lift you up. And then stand still and hope and begin to fully express yourself. If you want to understand how beliefs of your past have held you back from being able to do this, go to drewdawnferguson.com/2021 and see a virtual course I have coming up where I want to teach you the process of fuller expression, no longer being held back by those bad beliefs instead of breaking through into the real you. So again, drewdawnferguson.com/2021, or you can reach out to me 1-636-699-7791 and see if I'm a good fit for us working together personally. Until we get together again, you can do this. I believe in you. And until you can believe in yourself, borrow mine.
I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.